Canada is a picture of the future of Christian America. Two bills are being discussed in the Canadian Parliament this month, and it's important to note that each has a chilling effect on free speech in general and Christian freedoms in specifics. However, looking at them in a more unified way is enlightening, offering insight into both the direction of the country and the synergistic impact they would have if put into law simultaneously. The first bill is C-63, which is for civil penalties for hate speech. Earlier this week, Bill C-63 was debated in the Canadian Parliament. If enacted, it would outlaw hate speech, now through civil and financial penalties. There already exists hate speech criminal laws on the books in Canada. However, if passed, this bill would add the ability for those who feel injured by the words of others to sue under less stringent civil guidelines. And the definition of hate speech covered under the bill is unavoidably subjective. Specifically, C-63 would focus on the news media, primarily broadcast and social, in the following seven general areas: content that sexually victimizes a child or re-victimizes a survivor, intimate content communicated without consent, content that foments hatred, content that incites violence, extremism, and terrorism, content that incites violence again, number six, content used to bully a child, and number seven, content that induces a child to harm themselves. Civil penalties could be upwards of $50,000, of which $20,000 would be paid directly to the harmed individual. Some of these provisions serve the public interest on their surface. However, those that are not specifically targeted at child protection have an open-ended exposure for individual interpretations on terms such as foments hatred and incites violence. And then the second bill is Bill C-367, removing religious texts as a defense. This bill would remove specific protections from the Criminal Code of Canada for those who are charged with hate speech and use sacred texts as a defense for their views. Of course, as noted before, the definition of hate speech is very subjective. The primary intent of the bill would be to prohibit anti-Semitism by using the Bible. However, the general provisions of the bill could be broadened by the courts to include almost any biblical theology as grounds for relief from hate speech laws. In the view of the author of the Christian Post article of which this is supported on the subject of C-367, and I quote, "Lawmakers in Canada considering legislation which, if passed, could criminalize the act of quoting scripture in defense of biblical marriage, sexuality, and other Christian views." One needs only to look at the pandemic to realize the impact of a loss of free speech in America. The definition of hate speech varies based on the worldview of the individual making the claim. However, when we observe the country to our north adding civil protection or prosecution rather into the mix, and the Bible being potentially removed as a source of protection for those Christians who desire to both love their neighbor and share God's commands, we are no longer living in a free society. And in the United States, Easter is a time of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:3, "Blessed be the God, our Father, of Jesus Christ. According to his mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." In advance of the traditional Easter egg decorating contest at the White House, the Biden administration published guidelines for children's artwork on Easter eggs. And I quote, "The egg designs will be submitted by children of National Guard members and are prohibited from presenting religious symbols or overtly religious themes." God bless you as you serve him today.